the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, where I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello, everyone. A warm welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, September 13th, 2025. Thanks for being part of our live national broadcast on what's been a very somber week for our nation. Good morning, Mary.
It has indeed. Good morning. Good morning to all of our listeners.
Rudy, all systems are working well. Connecting you to us from St. Paul today?
If you can hear my voice, all systems are working well.
All right, we like that.
I can hear you.
Means everybody, we're triangulating, doing our things out there. We like that. Bobby, certainly the commemoration of 9/11 has weighed on all of us this week. It's sometimes, frankly, hard to imagine 24 years have passed since the Islamic terrorists attacked our nation. Now we have 9/10 and the tragic assassination of a great American, Charlie Kirk. I know you have a history with Charlie and the positive work he's accomplished. Any thoughts you want to share about Charlie this morning?
It was completely surreal this week, just not only all the awful footage that was out there, but the reality of just how quickly life can be taken. And a guy who, you know, started, really changed the way things were done in American politics about 12 years ago and did it at the age of 19. Very, very influential, full life lived in those 31 years. It's just absolutely tragic.
Yeah, he did more in 31 years than most people have done in 70, 80, 90. So.
Yeah, my heart really goes out to his wife. And, you know, so something he really, really the one thing he wanted to be remembered for, Bobby, I don't know if you saw this, but he was interviewed a few months ago by a podcaster. I forget the guy's name. But the one thing he was asked, it was such an awkward question. If this all went away tomorrow, what would you want to be remembered for? And he said, for my courage in my faith. And my heart goes out to his wife. And, you know, hearing her speak last night, she's obviously still in the early stages and she's going on adrenaline. But what poise and resolve.
Well, listen, God bless the powerful message Erica shared last evening with the nation. But our most sincere condolences to Charlie's wife, kids and family. The hatred in our nation, folks, it has to be corralled or it's going to be our undoing.
Yeah.
And the radicals, they just have to be stopped.
Yeah, so too much radicalization.
There's going to be a lot more on this in the days and weeks that are to come. What a job, by the way, by the FBI and law enforcement to get all that information out there and the public. But we have a show to do. And since we do talk everything and anything in the world of travel here, that is what we're going to do today. We're going to begin by welcoming another new affiliate to our network. This station pushes us to now 611 weekly stations airing the program across the USA. Mary, you want to welcome them?
Yes, and on a personal level, I am so excited about this affiliate, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But let's give a warm welcome and big thank you to Talk AM 1240 and FM 99.1 KCLV Radio. They're in Clovis, New Mexico, which is on the Texas border there. So they fall into the Amarillo, Texas DMA Media Market 133. But fun fact, there is a famous recording studio there. You can still visit it. I think it's by appointment only, but a number of rock and roll greats like Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly recorded there, and it was known as sort of like the Clovis sound. So I'm excited. I'd like to cover that on the show
at some point.
So welcome, Clovis listeners.
We'll have them a part of our National Communal Forum, which, by the way, is coming up later this hour.
It is.
Or late in hour two. I also want to share a special thank you to the SATW folks who recognized us once again as the top nationally syndicated travel radio show. Our program this week earned its eighth Lowell Thomas Award. So, you know, we don't do this show. But in all sincerity, you know, we don't do this show to win awards. Anytime you're recognized for being exceptional, I mean, it's certainly a nice thing, but we do thank the SATW team very much so. So now let's share the results of our latest travel polls and how listener voted, Mary.
Okay, these were true or false. First question, the top 189 highest mountains in the world are all in Asia. True or false? 51% said false, 43% said true.
57%.
57% false, 43% said true. The answer is true. So 50% of our audience was incorrect on that one. All right. Second question. The tallest mountain in France is Mont Blanc. And the results, 63% of you said yes, it is. And 37% said no, it is not. What's the answer?
True. Both answers are true. I'm guessing it was the precise number of 189 that probably
maybe that threw people off.
Saying,
yeah.
But... So. Well, anyway, so there we are. So, all right, well, we just talked about it. We all know what the number one story of the week has been by far, and it has been on a rather somber note, as we've said, certainly with the loss of life. But we do have to shift into the Travel News Roundtable and cover some travel. Anything caught your eye out there, Rudy, this week?
Well, yes, actually today, as we broadcast live on Saturday morning, I was reading the New York Times this morning, and there's a piece, it's pretty New York-centric, about how much how much time TSA saves you at various airports, at LaGuardia, Newark, and JFK at different times of the day. But buried in the story was a sentence saying that Kristi Noemi, our Homeland Security Secretary, or Director, I don't know if she's a
Secretary.
She's
the Homeland Secretary.
Yeah, Secretary. She says the next thing to come in security is permitting larger bottles of liquid to go through security.
Yeah, she's been talking about that for a couple of months now, and they're working on it. I know in some parts of Europe they're doing that now, so we do have the technology to make that work, which is encouraging because, you know, again, I understand you may not want to bring in, you know, like the wholesale club, you know, size of conditioner or shampoo, but there's no reason you can't take on, you know, a reasonable size bottle, and if technology allows it, I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, if while I have the floor, I watched Apple's presentation, you know, the annual presentation of their new products and their new earbuds. I don't have their earbuds, so I haven't used them, but they now have the ability to simultaneously translate a foreign language. So if you're standing in front of someone in, I don't know, France, and they're speaking French to you, you will hear English in your earbuds. And if they happen to have the same earbuds, now if you speak English back to them, you can show them, it'll simultaneously put it on your iPhone so you can show them what you're saying.
So now
but if they happen to have the same updated, the newest earbuds, they will hear you in French as you are speaking. Which I think is quite phenomenal.
Well, you know, so there we are. So technology helping. I appreciate that. Listen, I'll talk about something. In a move that we applaud, as too often in our society, I think certain governments and ideologies, they like to compartmentalize us. Effective September 30th, really October 1st, the Trump administration is ending a privilege that has allowed electric vehicle drivers in California to use the carpool lanes, even if there's just one person in the carpool lane. The new policy says the following. Starting October 1st, 2025, the clean air vehicle decals are no longer valid, and all vehicles must meet the posted occupancy requirements for traveling in a carpool lane. They must pay the required tolls, or they will receive a citation. So, listen, now we have equality on California roads, regardless of what you're driving, which is just, to me, common sense, and it's fair to all. So I like that. So, Mary?
All right. Well, discount carrier Avelo Airlines has ordered 50 Embraer E195-E2 aircraft with an option for 50 more. What does this mean? It's going to make Avelo the first U.S. operator of Embraer's largest and most advanced aircraft. It's going to open new route possibilities, and it's really going to give Avelo more operational flexibility in the 737s, which they've been flying due to the ability of these aircraft to operate on shorter runways. So that'll open up more airports for them.
I find it interesting. Avelo is going Embraer. JetBlue this week just stopped all the Embraer. They're now an all Airbus fleet.
Yep.
So, I mean, you
know, interesting times.
It is, exactly. And then, you know, we know what we have on the Spirit side. United Airlines CEO pretty much agrees with us that Spirit, they'll be out of business at some point soon. Our first sponsor break of the day has arrived. After the break, we're going to take you down to Washington, D.C. We're going to connect with both the CEO and the COO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is going to begin in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Are you dreaming of your next big adventure? Well, with Colette, you can see the world and save big while you're at it. Right now, you're going to save up to $1,500 per couple with stackable discounts on guided tours across all seven continents. Book big, save bigger, and let the experts handle the details so you can relax and enjoy the journey. Book by September 26th using offer code HELLO2026. Visit GoColette.com for more details. That's GoColette.com. And you can also find that link on our website at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
True Home Security. Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com RMWorldTravel.com/carry, or you can find that link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to HelixSleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. HelixSleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we now get ready to fire up that show hotline for the first time today, everyone, Mary and I appreciate all of you being part of our national broadcast. The B&C Blocks on this September 13th, well, it's going to feature the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and the hospitality sector of travel is going to take center stage for these next 20 minutes or so. This portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life, and it's why the sleep you get in the bed at a luxury hotel or a resort or even a luxury cruise ship can be absolutely heavenly. Many of us at home are sleeping on old, worn-out mattresses. We can change that for you this weekend and save you 25% in the process, as our team at HelixSleep.com/carry is going to deliver you top-quality luxury that's also affordable.
You know, unlike a lot of mattress companies out there, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility. Each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door free of charge. You won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress, and to prove it, as a show fan, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial. They have various mattress models to choose from, and these mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired Magazine. They're also recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Sleep better, save 25% this weekend at HelixSleep.com/carry, or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
As Robert said at the rejoin, it's a Chief Travel Leader conversation today on the show. Joining us to discuss all things hospitality are the top leaders of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. We have both CEO Rosanna Maeda and COO Kevin Carey. Off to Washington, D.C. we go. Let's connect with them now.
All right, let's do that, Mary. Well, listen, we have been looking forward to reconnecting with both of you on air for our Chief Travel Leader conversation. Good morning, Rosanna and Kevin. It's been a somber week here in America, but we welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Kevin. Good morning to you as well. Listen, last week, Joe Berger, CEO of BRE Hotels and Resorts, he was here on the show with us. We were discussing an array of hospitality items with him and about his company, including some of our experiences with a number of their properties, as well as his optimism for Congress enacting President Trump's campaign promise of no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. So I'm going to start us off there because we think this is such a positive move. It rewards hard work, and we feel it will boost loyalty and on-the-job performances in the hospitality sector. Let's be honest, I mean, it's poised to nicely benefit from this new policy. So I'm sure you both have some thoughts on the legislation and expectations. Rosanna, do you want to start us off?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, exactly right. I think the One Big Beautiful Bill held a lot of provisions that were important, not just to our hotel community, but also our employees. We had been supporting the bill for over 2 years and really wanted to get it over the finish line. No tax on tips was one of the key provisions. It will benefit 800,000 employees across the industry, from bellhops to housekeepers to bartenders to a number of other job functions in the hotel industry. But consumers will also see more discretionary income that we hope will translate to a boost in travel demand. And then on the employee side, you know, there's permanency provided to the child care tax credit, paid family medical leave. So all those things that will also benefit a lot of our employees.
I agree with that. Kevin, anything you want to add to that?
Well, it's just terrific to see the backbone of our industry, our frontline associates and workers doing well in this respect. And it's just another example of why this industry is such a terrific place to establish a career and to grow in advance from a mobility perspective. So on all fronts, we're thrilled with the outcome there.
Yeah. So, Rosanna and Kevin, last week we also showcased the state of Indiana for our latest destination spotlight, and their capital city, Indianapolis, is one of the hotter hotel markets right now in the country. We're also seeing continued growth and expansion in places like Nashville. Robert, you and I have witnessed firsthand all of the development that's happening in Orlando, as well as Frisco, Texas, and the overall Dallas-Fort Worth area. Are there any other markets your members are talking about positively from a growth standpoint? Rosanna, I'll start with you.
Sure. So many secondary markets that people are excited about: Oklahoma City, Orlando, Honolulu. But I'm also hearing people talking about Asheville, North Carolina. You're seeing a ton of development in Miami. So really, you mentioned Nashville. That is continuously a hot market these days. We also seeing domestic travel up, and so especially in those sort of mid-market areas. So that's really positive.
Kevin, anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, you touched on several of them. Obviously, Nashville. I think one area that you're seeing a lot of growth, in addition from a market perspective, is a segment perspective in the lifestyle category, as well as in areas that are related to extended stay properties. But a hot market, our national chair, Mitch Patel, has been opening a lot of properties in Chattanooga. So
that's another one.
Mitch's work recently.
Yeah, interesting.
So we're going to look out west right now, the West Coast, Los Angeles in particular. You know, this week I saw a report that talked about a good portion of the disaster relief monies are not getting to the victims and homeowners impacted by the fires, and the local government out there, they're just not issuing the building permits that are needed. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done out there since we have both the World Cup and the Olympics coming, not only for all the athletes and travelers who are going to be descending on the city and need to be taken care of, but thinking about the workers, you know, that it's going to require, they also need to have their home life functioning. So where do you see things in Los Angeles currently, Rosanna? And are there concerns about readiness for the city for these big events that are coming?
Sure. That's a great question. Los Angeles is a really tricky market. It's been a difficult period for them, especially this last year. You know, on the wildfire piece, we know the administration is in talks with both the city and the state about fire relief. Those conversations are ongoing. We're hopeful that something will be seen soon. The city is moving very slowly. They're dealing with a number of challenges. We've had our own challenges with recent ordinances there that we have tried to reach a compromise on with the city, because it would increase labor costs 40% for our employees who are struggling from a market that is, you know, bottom of the list when it comes to travel. And so you're not seeing the visitors in Los Angeles. You're seeing a lot of hotels really struggling with that demand. It's forced a couple of hoteliers to close, and we feel like the current ordinance that was just passed will just exacerbate the problems, and that does put into question the readiness for the Olympics. Certainly, we are engaging with the administration on FIFA World Cup, which is next year, and as well as the Olympics, and the administration is setting up some task forces with all of the stakeholders involved, and we'll be at the table there to ensure that when visitors do come, whether it's Americans traveling to these cities or international visitors coming to the U.S., that they have an excellent
A lot of work to do out there. They got to get their act together.
Thanks for your work, Rosanna. Kevin, I introduced you as the COO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. You're also the CEO of the AHLA Foundation, and I'm bringing that up because we know how hard you're working with your team to combat human trafficking, which is a role the hospitality world plays a role in that. So can you share with our listeners a little on the work you're doing?
I'd be happy to, Mary. The industry has a longstanding commitment and history of working to eradicate human trafficking in all its forms. And our efforts in convening the industry and bringing our focus on this issue centers around the training and awareness building. So the frontline employees, our team members know the signs and can identify instances of human trafficking and bring that to the attention of law enforcement. So we've had close to over 2.2 million trainings completed over the last several years through our No Room for Trafficking initiative. And 3 years ago, we also established a survivors fund with contributions from our industry members across all segments and matched by the foundation to make grants to local community-based organizations to provide surround support for the victims of human trafficking. So this issue is a central one in terms of the foundation's work. It's an area where we can believe we can make a difference, and we're committed to our ongoing efforts in this area.
Yeah, well, we certainly appreciate all of your efforts. And I think it's not something that, you know, the average person necessarily realizes, but hotel employees are on the front lines of seeing situations that and red flagging situations like this. So
well,
thank
they play
you.
A very important
they play
role
a huge
as well.
Role. Airlines do as well. So
yeah,
thank you.
So what you're doing. Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. So yeah, we are going to come up on a hard break. So I'm going to ask both of you to hold with us since we have some other things that we want to discuss with you. And we'll, you know, discuss more of this when we come back after the break. So both of you, you have a little more time you can give to us this morning?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you. All right. So, folks, as we get ready to toss things back to Bobby there in Dallas in this bottom of the hour break, our chief travel leader conversation will continue. I want to let everybody know the National Communal Forum is about 30 minutes away. We're going to discover America together this hour. We'll bring in an installment of the Museum Gallery as well, answer listener emails. The personal connection is still coming your way. We've got a lot more to get to. And by the way, you can always connect with us on our at RM World Travel social channels on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X, or the contact us page on our show website. We'll be right back, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional homeownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at RMWorldTravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, we do indeed welcome all of you back, everyone. Today's Chief Travel Leader conversation now continues for this C Block, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
With just a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive luxury cruising. From personal experience that we've shared on this show, we can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere, all while being pampered with intuitive, personalized service.
Folks, this is your moment. Go to Seabourn.com for more information, show specials that include cabin upgrades, shipboard credits, and more. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now our conversation with the leaders of AHLA continues as their CEO, Rosanna Maeda, and COO, Kevin Carey, return. They've stayed with us. Let's get right back to them.
Listen, Rosanna and Kevin, thank you very much for staying with us. So, Rosanna, we'll go to you for this next question. You know, it will soon be a year since you returned to AHLA to take over the CEO role. Love hearing right now, you know, what you've enjoyed being back with the organization and some other highlights of things that you've been involved with.
Sure, thanks. Well, certainly been an interesting year to take the helm of this organization, navigating through a lot of uncertainty this year. But I will say it has been incredibly rewarding to be back at the organization, be back with such an amazing team, working alongside Kevin and our phenomenal team, but also our incredible members who have, been through a lot of ups and downs and have focused on optimism and resilience. And I've seen that in stark reality this year. It's been wonderful to be back and experience that. And we've had a lot of important wins, whether it was the tax bill or around the country, seeing some legislation passed that really helps to promote and protect either our workforce or our industry. So that's been really rewarding. And, of course, it's been a new administration. I think, at the end of the year, it's hard to remember this is a new administration. A lot of new members of Congress as well. And so deepening our relationships at the White House and with members of Congress and around the country.
You used an adjective that I think really describes the travel industry so well, resilience. It is one heck of an industry.
There's good energy
like
out there right
get
now,
through
too.
Anything. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks, Rosanna. So I want to talk a little bit about America's 250. It's coming up in 2026. It's going to be a big year of celebration for the country. We're already starting to talk about it and weave it into our show. Anything you're specifically working on, whether it's with AHLA or anything you're particularly looking forward to next year within the hospitality industry? And Kevin, we'll start with you.
Well, certainly consumers continue to prioritize experiences, and travel is such a fundamental way to connect with places, with locations, with people. And while many of us are still coming off the summer travel season or maybe thinking ahead to the winter months, in conversations I'm having, people are looking ahead to next year and the 250th celebration. Mm-hmm. So I know the industry is thinking about how to prepare for that. But it's also been a focus of conversations. I know Rosanna and the team have been leading with the administration and our policymakers. And Rosanna, I know you've been central to those discussions as well.
Yeah, exactly. The administration, Secretary Duffy, is planning a road trip around America 250. We're looking to find ways to partner on that effort. I mean, and highlight a lot of our iconic hotels along the way. I mean, there are so many hotels that want to get involved that have something to celebrate, that are those historic properties that people want to go to see and experience. And so how can we fold that in and bring to life one of our key programs, our Heart of the House program, where we bring lawmakers to some of these important resorts and historic hotels and show them around and get them to meet with staff and general managers and employees so that they really understand industry brings.
Yeah, I love that.
It will be a lot of fun.
It's an exciting year ahead.
Yeah,
so really quick, we got about 2 minutes left right now. We're seeing and hearing right now, I saw Chris Nassetta at Hilton. He talks about the strong demand in the luxury segment of travel. We clearly are seeing that in our travels, but also from places like Vrbo and other operators, they're discussing a trend, experiencing more of a demand right now for beach cottages, cabins, vacation getaway retreats. And these are not leftovers from the pandemic, but essentially it's an attempt, they're saying, for folks to have a soft reset on life. So I'm curious if you're seeing that travelers these days, they want more of a relaxing, low-key getaway versus the more traditional event-heavy trips. Rosanna, Kevin, maybe about a 30-second answer from each of you on that?
Sure. I mean, who doesn't want to get away, have a good time, do something unique? It really is about the experience. And can you do it without having to spend a fortune? I think you'll start to see a lot of people prioritize that, especially in an economy where maybe there's a little bit of uncertainty still.
Kevin?
I think another area, I'm a college town right now, getting ready for a football game this weekend. I know there's a lot of development and focus around people who are connecting with university towns. You see hotel development in this area. And again, I think that just underscores the type of experiences people are looking for and how the industry is moving to be able to accommodate that and have offerings that support that experience-led economy.
Well, we're going to thank both of you, Rosanna and Kevin. You both work beautifully. Rosanna, with your initials of RM, you fit very nicely on the show. Kevin, with the name Carrie, you fit great. So, I mean, you're both welcome.
Let's do this again soon.
Exactly. Together, individually, whatever.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's been very nice having both of you on the program with us today. Something different to have you both here together today.
Nice.
Like that. I appreciate the extended time with you, and we hope you very much enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks very much.
You as well. Thank you.
Appreciate being back.
Thank you.
Our best to you. Kevin, enjoy the football
game,
okay?
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary, I just heard Rosanna and Kevin go. You know, I got to tell you, such a good conversation. I think every interaction we've ever had with anybody on the AHL team, I mean, whoever it's been, it's always been a positive.
It has always been top-notch and positive, and they work tirelessly on behalf of the industry.
Both really good people for the industry.
All right, well, we're going to take this show into a sponsor's break in 10 minutes. Robert and I will discover America with all of you, but next, Rudy's going to delve into rustic pathways. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Steve. Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. You know, we've all heard about or tried fad diets over the years, from juice cleanses, cabbage soup diets, raw food diets, and more. Did you know that by the time the average person hits 60, they've lost and regained several hundred pounds? And the damage gaining and losing weight can do to your body is huge. Doctors call it weight cycling, and about half of Americans do it. Well, if you do it enough, you're at a risk for diabetes, liver damage, heart attack, and stroke. Weight cycling is when you lose 10 or so pounds, and then you put those pounds back on plus a couple more. That puts tremendous strain on your organs and can lead to serious health issues. Most people need help to stop weight cycling, and here's a great way to do it for everyone. TakeLean.com, and Lean is L-E-A-N, by the way. This non-prescription product was created by doctors. It's an oral supplement, not a GLP injectable, and the science is impressive. Its well-studied ingredients also target weight loss in three powerful ways by helping maintain healthy blood sugar, controlling appetite and cravings, and burning fat by converting it to energy. And burning fat helps keep the weight off. So if you're ready to lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace and keep it off, TakeLean.com is your ticket to success. Join us, and we'll help get you started with a 20% off offer when you use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off of the code CARRY at TakeLean.com, or find the link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. Well, as you might imagine, given that we talk travel with you every week, Robert, Mary, and I are big advocates of seeing the world at any age. And if you're a teenager, you might want to check out what our next guest's company offers. Anna Beckerman is the head of school group travel for Rustic Pathways. That's a student travel company that offers educational, cultural, and adventure travel packages of, from what I can tell, two or more weeks to more than 30 foreign countries on several continents. Anna, welcome to the show. Have I got it right so far?
Yep, you've got it.
All right, you studied abroad in Beijing. Is that where you developed an interest in traveling abroad first in your life?
Yeah, I would say that's where I kind of sharpened that interest. It's a general interest that I've had, I would say, forever.
Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Okay, and where's the first, how old were you when you first went abroad?
Oh, probably 3 months old.
No, that you can remember.
So I think the first international trip that I remember, my parents are professors, and my family moved to Europe for one of their sabbaticals, and I was about 12 years old at the time.
Where did they go?
We traveled from Norway all the way down to Rome,
All right, so your credentials are in order. Your credentials are in order. Now, the countries, yep. You all cover a whole lot of countries, but let's first describe the group size. The ages, I gather, for travelers are between, 14 and 18 or something like that?
I would say that's the core of our demographic. We do travel with students as young as 8. We believe that everyone is a lifelong learner. So, you know, we have travelers who are in their 60s and 70s, too, sometimes.
Oh, really? So this is not just for students?
Mm-hmm. It focuses on students. So typically, you know, older travelers are traveling with a student group as a teacher chaperone or, you know, a church group or something like that.
And having looked at some of the, I looked at in Thailand in the course mm-hmm. of a couple of weeks, participants will spend about 8 hours reforesting and working with elephants, planting mangrove seedlings to protect shoreline. In the Dominican Republic, marine life and coastal regeneration is the focus. But I gather this is not an entirely, you know, this is not the Peace Corps. They're not working 8 hours a day.
Right. That's right. Many of Rustic Pathways programs do have community service as a component of the overall trip. But it's also a lot about, you know, cultural immersion and interacting with people from a different place. And kind of learning the similarities that you have and the differences that you have.
I gather food is a big part of it, and obviously the culture and interacting with locals.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And I did look at the Thailand one because I know Thailand very well. They'll be in three places, Krabi, which is on the coast, Chiang Mai, which is up north inland, and Bangkok, which is inland but on a big river. Share rooms, 16 days long, $5,500, not including airfare. But I do know that includes all food unless you want something extra, right?
That's right. Yeah. All of our programs are completely all inclusive. So think about, you know, sending your teenager abroad for the first time. You don't want them to have to worry about anything. So when you travel with Rustic Pathways, everything that you need is taken care of. And you're with our team members, our staff 24/7. So we really are designed not only, you know, for the travel experience and for the opportunity of a student learning abroad. We are also designed to put parents' minds at ease.
Anna Beckerman is head of school group travel for Rustic Pathways. And the website is very simple, rusticpathways.com. Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
I'm a big fan of traveling, no matter what your age. I know my son went to Vietnam and did some work when he was a teenager. Check it out, rusticpathways.com. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I take back our show mics and reconnect with you from the New York City area, the E-Block will have us talking top tourist attractions in the U.S. for today's Discover America segment. But first, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Carrie.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals, and it costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/Carrie. You'll save 50% today as a show fan, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
U.S. News and World Report has put out a list of the 51 best tourist attractions in the U.S., and as we move full steam towards celebrating America's 250th birthday, we've invited their senior editor for travel, Rachel Hood, back to the show to discuss some of these locations, and she's holding on that show hotline. Let's bring her in now.
Well, it is nice to reconnect with you today, Rachel. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. So, you know, since the show moves at a pretty fast clip, we're going to jump right into this. Your list of top American landmarks in each state all provide unique ways to help discover America. There are a few standouts that we like. The Statue of Liberty here in our home city of New York, the World of Coca-Cola that we've showcased in Atlanta, even the Road to Hana in Maui, where we'll be with the show in a few weeks. So let's discuss, you know, some that don't get talked about as often. They probably should, like Kentucky Horse Park and the Wright Brothers Memorial in North Carolina. Thoughts on these locations?
Yeah, so both of these locations aren't as talked about, but they are great places, especially for families. In the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, the horse capital of the world, you can visit three museums, go on a horseback ride, and also walk through the Hall of Champions to meet retired racehorses. And of course, at the Wright Brothers National Memorial, you can see, learn the origins of flight, as well as see a full-scale replica of the Wright Flyer and building similar to where the Wright brothers worked on their plane.
All right, I'm going to shift us to Oklahoma City, Rachel, and the First Americans Museum, along with Chimney Rock in Nebraska, which is a prominent landmark on the old historic Oregon Trail. So weigh in on both of these for us.
Yeah, so the First Americans Museum opened just a couple years ago, and it's a great place to visit. It showcases the collective history of 39 First American nations. There's state-of-the-art galleries featuring history, culture, and art exhibits, along with special programs. And in Chimney Rock, this is a stop that was once on the Oregon Trail, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and it was once home to the Pony Express station. Today, there's a Chimney Rock Museum where visitors can learn more about the historical significance, and of course, it makes a great photo op as well to kind of recreate that Oregon Trail experience.
Mm. Yeah, and at 300 feet high, it certainly does. It's quite a stunning monument. All right, so a place that Robert and I came upon with our sons during a drive to Montana that took us through Idaho was Craters of the Moon National Park, and I can still recall, Robert, I'm sure you can as well, our son's enthusiasm through the car windows. There was no way we weren't going to be able to stop the car and explore park, even though it was not on our list. So we did pull over at a few viewing points. It's such a unique park, Rachel. Thoughts on this one?
It is such a unique park, and it's free to enter. You just need a permit to go into the caves from the visitor center. But it is an otherworldly landscape with lava flows, underground lava tube caves, cinder cones and splatter cones. So it's a really unique place to visit.
Oh, well, I mean, and just
we loved it.
It really was.
Yeah.
So last month, Mary and I had this show up in Alaska for 2 weeks as part of our big Let's Go mm-hmm. America tour travels. And we frankly always enjoy exploring the glaciers and scenery of America's 49th state. Here in the lower 48 in Montana, we also have Glacier National Park. You know, we say that's a must-do destination.
Yes.
Since it's on your list, I'm saying you say the same thing. Anything you want to share about this area, Rachel?
Agreed. This is another beautiful area. It's what a wonderful picturesque space for just photos or just taking the scenery, but there's so much to do. There's 700 miles of trails for hiking. There's the 50-mile Going to the Sun Road as well that's a great family road trip. And then there's also biking, fishing, boating, or cross-country skiing, depending on time of year that you visit. So it really is a year-round destination for outdoor beauty.
So we can't cover all 51 locations today. I wish we could. But, you know, give folks listening right now maybe one or two more that stand out to you, Rachel, and you urge our listeners to go experience.
Sure. So a couple of my favorites that I've been to lots of times. I'm based in Minneapolis, so, of course, I'd be remiss not to mention the Mall of America. It's a great year-round destination. It's actually just a few minutes from the airport. And there's two hotels connected along with up to 500 stores depending on when you visit. And there's also an indoor amusement park. So it's really a fun destination for a lot of things beyond just the shopping as well.
Well, I agree.
And another favorite of... Oh, go.
No, I was going to say Mall of America, I agree. And
certainly, I'm with you on that one too.
Thankfully, when the Vikings moved out, they were able to build that mall.
Yes, it is where the old Vikings and Minnesota Twins Stadium is. So Another favorite is the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. It's a Smithsonian affiliate. There's tons of space experiences. There's lots of simulator things that you can do as well. So I've been going there for many years. I went there the first time when I was seven. So it's one of my favorites.
Well, wow. Did you do the space camp?
I did not do space camp, unfortunately, but that is one of the great reasons to go there. But I've been to the museum lots of times. So
That's really cool.
Fun. And the Blackbird, the planes that they have there, they're terrific as well.
Yeah,
another place.
Yes.
Well, Rachel, listen, this has been a nice check-in today. Really appreciate that. Folks, I want to let you know for the full list of all the state landmarks, you know, they can be found online on the website. Just go to travel.usnews.com, travel.usnews.com. Rachel, you always bring it. We appreciate it very much. We hope you have a nice rest of the weekend, and thanks for being part of the show today, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend as well.
Thanks. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Rachel. Listen, folks, we are in for some years celebrating and discovering America for her 250th. That's going to put a wrap on Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is going to begin in about 7 minutes with the National Communal Forum. Another busy 60 minutes of the program still to come your way. That means including the Personal Connection and Museum Gallery. Mary and I are going to answer some listener emails. Keep those radios locked in. We'll be back with you after this top of the hour break. You can also stay connected with us anytime on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. And don't forget, you can catch this show anytime, anywhere, and via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.